Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome out tonight, folks. Welcome out. We're glad to have you with us. This is Gary Wimmer, and you are on Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild. And we're glad to have you folks with us tonight. My co-host tonight has been and is again tonight, Miss Lori Connell. And we're going to get her on in just a moment to introduce herself. First, we wanted to both wish you folks a happy new year. And our theme this month has been Keep the Magic Alive. And maybe we should just extend that theme into 2015. Keep the Magic Alive. So before we go any further, we have a lot of callers tonight. And if you've called in before and you've talked to us before, do us a favor and hang up. Let us listen to the show, but let us get someone else, because a lot of you folks, sometimes the same folks call in. We want to try to get with everybody if we can. And I personally can't remember names that well. So we ask you to help us on that. I'm going to first let Lori introduce herself and tell a little bit about her magic and her soul and her wisdom. And Miss Lori, you got it, my dear. Drum roll.
Hi, everybody. My name's Lori Connell, and a little bit about myself. I am an empath. I am a spiritual healer. I have dedicated myself to helping others with caring and heartfelt dedication. I have worked in the health and beauty fields for over 30 years, providing my empathy and intuitive skills as a spiritual healer and as a light worker. I have a connection with plants and animals, which allows me to communicate with spirit. I have seen people who have crossed over in dream state, and I also have experienced other paranormal activities, which have allowed me to grow. I now live in California, been here about 6 months with my husband and son, and I plan on pursuing my career as an empath and a spiritual healer. And that's me.
Well, I think this is what the audience thinks of that, Lori. They're coming in and they're giving you a nice round of applause, coming in a little bit louder here, and they're coming in a little bit louder. Now we have to move them away. Okay, you folks, clear the hallway. Such it is. I'm trying to stop the thing from playing now. All right. Always a pleasure to be with you, Lori. My name is Gary Wimmer, as I said, and I started getting interested in psychic ability and spirituality in the late 60s. Started giving readings in the early 70s. And in 1977, I had an incredible experience. I wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity. It's available on Kindle and Amazon. It was a near-death experience I had, and it was the most incredible thing anybody could go through. If you're interested in that sort of thing, check out my book, A Second in Eternity. It's certainly a thriller, so to speak. A lot of people like it. In 1980, I met a very gifted psychic who did a reading for me by a method called lithomancy. I'd never seen it before. I was very interested in it. She taught me her method, and I've used it ever since, and it's become my main method. I'm so fascinated with it, and it's, like I said, it's not very well known at all. I wrote a book. Actually, I was trying to find information on this method. That's spelled L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. There wasn't anything written on it, so I thought I'd write a book on it. And you can find information about lithomancy either on my website, LITHOMANCY, or you can check out the book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones on Kindle and Amazon. So it gives you a quick rundown of where Lori and I are. We've got a lot of callers. We're going to take callers in the order they come. So if you call in, don't hang up. Stay with us. And Lori, you back with me again?
No, I'm right here, Gary.
Okay, just want to make sure I muted it for a minute. So we're going to start by taking 951. And 951, are you with us? Area code 951.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
It's Anne.
Anne, okay. Anne, why don't you ask Lori a simple question? If I can add to it, I'll do that. Okay, my dear?
Okay. I don't know how you work. Do I ask just any question that I have regarding an area of my life? Or?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I guess the new year, what's coming up in my family life or, family life.
Family? Okay. Well, we'll see what the cards have to say. Okay. What I see in the cards, I see, the first card is a Knight of Cups. And I don't know if you've had some struggles in the past. Have you?
Yeah. Regarding what?
Your family. Your family.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's just showing a person as with their hands crossed and in a decision-making position. And the next card is also a Cups card, which is a present card, and it's showing a person deciding on which and on what position to take with in regards to your question, family, which sides to take or which direction to go in the problem. And with the final card showing a High Priestess card, and outcome looks to be good. Is there some kind of complication, disputes going on with your family?
Yeah, it's custody.
What is it?
Custody of my children or my ex-husband.
Okay, custody. I see. I didn't understand your custody right. Are you trying to win that custody?
I already have it. Just my ex-husband's trying to fight for joint, and I don't think he's in the position to do that. So.
Okay. Well, this final card is showing a queen, which would be you. So as long as you're following the law and such, the judge is going to look on your side. So this is a good outcome card. So keep doing what you're doing. He doesn't have a chance, a ground,
mm-hmm.
under him to stand on. So that's what the cards are showing for you. It looks good.
Well, yeah, that's good. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, and Anne, I was feeling you got some support around you, some pretty strong support. So don't be afraid to let that play its role. You got to give everybody a chance to help you. You understand what I'm saying? Don't talk people out of helping you. Let them help you. Let them support you. Let them help you energize, because you've got a good thing with relationships, I see. And this was an entanglement for you, but I can see that with the way these cards are lined up, you got two aces around the queen. So you're getting a lot of fresh starts, a lot of fresh power because of this. And that's going to help you organize things in the future. It's going to help you know where to take a risk and where to listen to your intuition more. It's going to help you finish things up a lot better. So in a way, it's going to bring you a lot of satisfaction and another understanding of men. So don't be don't be too thrown off course by the challenge at hand. Remember, challenges make us stronger and wiser and give us new solutions. You with me, my dear?
Yeah, it makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Stay inspired. Sometimes you look back and you go, wow, if I wouldn't have gone through that, I'd never learned to do this. So be inspired, my dear.
Okay.
Hope that helps you, Ann. Okay?
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
God bless
Thank
you, girl.
You. Happy New Year.
Yeah, amen. Happy 2014 for you too, my dear. And where's that audience when we need them? They're going to give us a good round of applause for 2014 and Ann. Okay. Getting a little corny
here.
Where's
the blowhorns? We need the blowhorns.
That's right.
Not the ducks.
Having said that, we're trying to contain ourselves, folks. This is area code 661. Are you with us, 661?
Hello, is that me?
Hello. Yes, that's you, my dear. Who are we speaking with?
Lisa.
Lisa, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, Lisa. I'll tell you what. Would you, I'll answer a question for you, or I'll give you a three-month reading. Which would you prefer?
Well, I'd like a three-month. I have a question, though, something that has to be decided by tomorrow in terms of job choices. So I probably should ask that because I'm looking for some insight. One is a job I just started beginning of December, and it's part-time and seems to be working out, but they haven't given me a long-term commitment. And then another job came up through a different agency that is full-time, but only for 2 months guaranteed. And so they're kind of similar, but at least job number one, it seems to be working out pretty well. I like it. I feel like it could turn into something more, and I'm going to be going to school anyway first quarter, so I need something to work out with school. And so just wondering if job one is the better one.
I feel like you've got really good potential in either situation. I feel like you don't, it's almost like you kind of use your gut in some way, because either way, you're going to rise up. I really feel that. You've got a lot of strong things in your favor. You've also, in the last several months and so forth, you've processed a lot of information and a lot of things about yourself and about where you're at to help you get like a new functioning methodology systems for yourself. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
So allow that to work for you just over the next couple of days and so forth, so you can weigh which one. I feel like they're both good. It's kind of like it's comparing stereos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really feel that way, and it is kind of a toss up. So do you have to go in tomorrow, or do you have to actually call someone back tomorrow?
Yes, I have to call someone back tomorrow and let about the number two situation that's come up and kind of let her know, but I'm trying to get more of a commitment from the number one job that I'm at.
And you can't get more of a commitment from number two?
Well, and number two is only 2 months guaranteed. It could be longer. Number one, they said, well, at least 2 months, probably longer, and it could be a lot longer. I mean, I can read the situation and they need someone, but it's a small firm and they're tight on money, and logistically it works out.
I feel like you're in pretty good hands already. You could jump aboard the other one and you would win at that. I can't get a clear yes or no about this, darling, because they're so close. Do you see what I'm saying? I wish I could, but you know they're close too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Lori, do you have anything to add to that?
Okay. Let me pull some cards here and see. Wow. That's Lisa, you are in actually a good situation. I mean, most people would love to have, you know, two jobs on their hands. Wow. Wow, decision making. That's what it's about. The three cards that's looking at me here is showing basically you have it in your hands. I mean, whichever direction you go, you have control.
Hmm.
So mm-hmm. it's a win situation for you. Lucky you. You know? I mean, if just go with your intuition, you know, call that job tomorrow and just listen closely and see what they have to say. And if there's any doubt, definitely stick with that first job.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, there's so many people in the world today that are jobless. They would love to have this opportunity that you have.
Well, yes, and it's taken a while to get here.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, it's not, nothing comes easy. If it comes easy, it's not worth it. It don't work out. But, yeah, the outcome card is showing a knight on a horse, you know.
Triumph.
With the cup. With the cup, holding the cup, and, mm-hmm. you know, he's satisfied. He's high on the horse. So, yeah, just go with your intuition. Wow.
Hope that helps you, Lisa. I mean, both either opportunity is good for you. Not like the first job, the one you're in, offers more permanent familiarity. The second offers you more chance to risk and mm-hmm. gain some through risk. But you, when you go to sleep tonight, you your consciousness give you a little more nudge one way or the other. You can do that.
Okay.
Allow
All
your
right.
own spirit to make a final decision, rather than you or some other psychic. Allow yourself, because it is a toss-up, fairly close. Allow yourself to you program yourself to, okay, this is time I need to plug in, universe, God, whatever. Give me a little clarity on this one way or t'other. And just plan yourself mm-hmm. to have that in the morning when you wake up.
Okay. Sounds good.
You got nothing to lose, right?
No.
Wow.
I'll be taken care of either way.
I know.
Right.
I believe.
You're definitely blessed. Wow.
God bless you, Lisa. Wish we could.
Happy New
Year. Like I said, it's pretty close to five. That's what I feel. Find the answer in the morning through your guides.
Okay.
Yep.
And Happy
Great.
New Year,
well,
dear.
Well, thank you.
You're going to have a good
thank
one.
Yeah, same. Well, that helps, too. And sometime I have, like, a longer reading.
No problem. You know how to get in touch with both of us. In fact, all you folks can go to psychicsgonewild.com. And Lisa, I believe you and everybody else can download or listen to the readings again. When you go to psychicsgonewild.com, you can go down to the fourth link, which contact us and send you information. We have prizes, whether T-shirt, brother, so check it out. Lisa, hope to help you. We're going to move on a little bit more. Some things are difficult to put a yes or no on either way. Free will is decide what we decide. 720, you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, this is Ibitar Star. Happy New Year to both of you.
Hi, my dear. Lori, you
are
you? What's your name again? Ashtar, is that correct? What's your name again?
Ibitar Star.
Ibitar
Star, okay. Yes.
Lori, who give Ibitar
Star? Ibitar Star, okay. Wow, okay.
Yeah, really.
Hi, Ibitar. Yes, you have a question?
Hi. Yeah, I have a question about my career for the coming year.
Okay.
What's in store?
Okay. Okay, let's see what the cards have to say for you. Do you have a career going on right now? Or are you looking?
I'm not working right now, but yes, I do have, I changed my career a couple of years ago. I'm in holistic
uh-huh.
health.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in the healing, different healing modalities and nutrition.
Right. Okay. So, okay. So you're wanting
and I've
to look
in,
for a...
And I've been in school for the last couple of years, and I have
uh-huh.
my certification in holistic health.
Right. Okay. Well, the cards are showing here that you've been waiting, that would be considered, you know, you've been going through school to get your knowledge and such, and working on your career. And it's showing that it's going to be a little struggle because there's with this kind of career that you have, the holistic field, I mean, it's really booming right now. So there's going to be competition out there. You're just going to have to do your homework, get knowledge through the internet, you know, and just prove to these employers, you know, that you have this skill, that you're willing to work, you know.
Well, I'm not really looking for a JOB, like an employer, you know. I'm not really looking for anything like that. I'm looking to freelance or either have my own business. I'm not looking to go work in a 9-to-5 like that. That's not
right,
what my
right.
goal is.
Right. It's going to take some work, especially if you're going to do your own business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of preparing. Just get all the resources you can out there, all the help, and I mean you'll do fine if you're going to school to get the skill. You know, it's just competition out there in the world. Everybody's fighting for the job.
Mm-hmm.
So, just stay positive and just keep you know a good outlook, a good mind on it, and you will get it.
Okay.
Avatar, let me add something to that. I'm 67. From 1972 on, I was a self-employed musician and psychic my whole life. I've never worked for another company. I know it's possible. I know some things I've learned through my near-death experience in 1977 that showed me just how possible things are. But we have to dream big. And then we have to follow through with action. You got a lot of good energy. I think what you need to do is define yourself. I'm a crappy singer, but I made a living in music. I played the last 25 years of my life as a solo guitar player, or piano player and singer, and never really had a very good voice, but I had personality and fun and laughed at myself. I designed my style, and that's what I think you can do. That's what I think the most important thing to do. Find your niche. Find your style. Find your resonance. Find what makes you special. Find what you do that's really, you know, your own unique methodology or modality. That will help you define yourself, market yourself, and bring attention to yourself. And it is a process, but it can be done. Stay inspired. It is difficult, but life's difficult. What's new? You know? You with me, my dear?
I am a teacher.
Oh, I felt that too. In fact, the first thing
I'm
felt
a teacher.
When you got on the phone, the first thing I felt is your own business. And it can be done. It just takes time. You have to hustle. You have to open every valve possible, you know, every door that you can. And I've done that both with music. You know, I've never been booked up more than 2-3 months ahead my whole life. But I made it. So just to... encourage you and a lot of people. Believe in what you do. Believe in what it's like. If you go to the Olympics and you don't win the 100-yard dash, don't give up running. Come back next year. You know, if you don't win after 20 or 30 years, you know, take up chess. You know, you're in the wrong sport. But you got a lot of good energy, girl. Let it work for you in spite of the complications.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like you got a lot of success. It's just defining yourself. That's the first step.
Yeah, branding. Get my own brand.
Amen, baby. Amen. Great name, too. Let it ring.
All right.
Hope that helps
you,
my dear. Bye-bye. God bless
you,
girl.
Thank you. Good luck, and Happy New Year.
Happy
thank
New Year.
You, thank you.
Amen.
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
You, too.
Thank you.
And, you know, we try to have fun on this show and help people at the same time. I asked my psychic guide here. She passed away about a year ago. She's the lady who taught me lithomancy. I asked her one time how you thank your guide. She said, you smile, you laugh, you're happy. And that makes sense. So, And it's great to stay inspired, happy, feel the light come through you, feel the love you have to give to everybody else. That's what really makes life not only worthwhile, but a win-win for yourself and those you're around. Having said that, we are going to move down to the folks who called us in the order they called us. And this is area code 424. Are you there, 424?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Lynn.
Lynn,
hi,
how
Gary.
Are you?
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's yes. happened with you, Lynn? How can we help you, my dear?
Yeah, I want to ask you guys, do you feel or see when I will be moving or relocating?
Well, I'll tell you what, Lynn, I'll do a little short reading to you for you, and I'll look at the I'll have the place stone. A lot of things are done by symbolism. Not everything can be answered exact.
Right.
But I'll
exactly. Look, I understand. Yes.
I'll look at what I see over the next couple of months, and I'll put the place stone to mean the moving stone. You are definitely moving. You say you just don't know when.
Exactly. I've been, you know, this has been with me for, you know, possibly for a few months that
okay.
there is going to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you are going to move. Okay, all you have to do, my dear,
yeah.
real quickly what I'm doing, I'm using these 16 stones. This is how lithomancy works. They're Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. That's 10 planet stones, and 6 stones called personal stones. Love, like, love, light, excuse me, love, luck, life, place, timing, and magic.
Oh.
And all you have to do, Lynn, when it feels right, is just say drop. And I'll drop these stones and tell you what I see, okay?
Drop.
You're ready to go. Well,
yeah.
one thing you've been through, you're clearing up a lot of things about the past so you can move on, and that's a good thing. That's
yes.
the first thing you have to do. Once yes. you clear that out, you can start making really fresh plans. So over the next couple of weeks, kind of where communication is broken down, do what you can to heal, to mend, and especially to move on. Did you go
yes.
through a divorce or something?
Well,
was
some time ago. But you're kind of like... Something's kind of brewing right now that I'm...
Right, that's what I was feeling. I didn't even want to get
yeah.
to you explain it. I'm just seeing that over the next couple... It'll take the next couple of weeks to kind of sort it out. But it'll give you a fresh
yeah.
feeling about your empowerment, your life, your feeling about relationships. And then you get a new feeling about your environment. And when you get a good feeling about the environment where you're at, you
yeah.
can start feeling about the environment where you want to go. You with me? You understand?
Yeah. Yes, I am with you. Yes.
Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, this fresh feeling of luck and this of expansion allows you to probably think outside the box as far as places, opportunities, fresh education, fresh responsibilities. So you're even carrying the load you have to carry right now more effectively. And you're taking fresh responsibilities on with a lot of like newness and change. And that's when it feels like you're looking for a new place. This is also
yeah.
going to lead you to like reconnecting with family. And
yeah.
it's
yeah.
going to lead you
yeah.
to, it's going to lead you to new fresh love in the future. So
yes.
look
yeah.
at everything you've been through. And it's almost like just give thanks to it because it's making you wiser and smarter.
Mm. Yes.
And had you not gone through that, you wouldn't come to this point of resolution that you're heading towards now. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Oh, all of it does. Oh, my gosh. Yes, this is so right on. Oh, thank you
okay.
so much. I needed just going over to this new place now, and I just thank you so much.
yeah, don't be afraid of letting go of the things you can't change, you know. Move forward with
yes.
fresh plans. A lot of resolution here. I hope that helps you, my dear.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, God bless you. Thank
well, God
you so
bless
much.
You, my dear.
Confirmations.
Good, dear.
Thank you. Have a happy
Good.
New Year, everyone.
you
Thank
too.
You.
Thank you. Good night.
God Good bless night. You, girl. We have a lot of callers tonight, so we really feel very good about all the callers. We obviously probably won't get through to everybody, but we are going to try and do as many as we can. So, Lori, I'm going to let you talk to 843 when we get 843 on the line here. 843, can you help us? Hear us.
Hello?
Yes, 843.
Hello. Yes, I can. My name is Pooja.
Patricia?
What is it? Pooja. P-U-J-A?
Pooja.
Oh, Pooja. Okay.
Pooja. Meet Lori, my dear.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, good.
Good.
You have a question?
I do. I do feel like I'm going through a spiritual shift and things are kind of, they're moving, but they don't seem to be moving fast enough. Or not, maybe not fast enough. I may just be settled in to it a little bit. I would love any kind of message that kind of comes through for 2015.
I don't know if it was my phone or what. Your question was relationship?
No. I feel like I'm going through a spiritual shift, and that's kind of moving things.
Oh, a spiritual shift. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
a really big shift. I just feel like opportunities and things are headed my way, but I feel really centered about it. Usually I feel a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. It just feels very at home. So it's an odd kind of feeling for me, but I would love any kind of messages that come through that kind of really help me out with it.
Okay. See what the cards have to say. The cards are showing that it's going to be a struggle. You're going to be confused with this because spirituality, there's a lot to learn about that, and it gets very confusing. But if you focus and stay in tune with yourself and trust your instincts and work with your guides and such, you will develop in that area. But it's not going to happen right away because, you know, all of us are going through it as myself. And just work with it. Listen to your guides, talk to your angels and such. Look on the internet for meditations and such. And, you know, it'll build up for you.
Well, I don't know if that's applicable because I've been in it and I've worked spiritually for a long time, for years. So I don't know if there's like a bigger step that's coming in or something else. I'm I have my own meditation practice that was given to me by a spiritual, you know, teacher, like a really profound teacher. So I've been in it for years, 7 to 10 years now. So I guess my question is what is this shift that's coming in? Because it feels really, it feels big, but I feel very centered about it, and I don't know how to explain it. Usually I'm not. Usually I feel it coming. And it feels bigger. And so I think that's where I'm getting a little frustrated because I almost feel like I'm stepping backwards a little bit in order to move forward, and I don't know how to explain that.
Okay. Now let's see. See what maybe Gary can help you out on the stone. Give a little better insight.
I feel like everything, Pooja, is a cycle, night, day, pulsates back and forth, sine wave, whatever you want to call it. So I feel like when you said something just a second ago, I want to underline that. Pull back so you can leap forward. Yeah, that's exactly what I feel. We have to go through times of darkness to really see the light. We have to go through times of sleep in order to come up rested in the morning and energetic. And we have to go through times of doubt and uncertainty and in order to launch us to a whole new level. Because if we didn't go through doubt and uncertainty, we wouldn't ask the questions. If we didn't have to ask the questions, we'd never get the answers. So I think you're in a very healthy mode as far as feeling like something big is happening. Because, you know, a lot of times life just really lets us know about good things happening and actually brings them into play. You know, it's not always... life isn't always devastating or super challenging. Sometimes what you do always builds up and things get easier, you know. Plus, everything
that's
is a step. Everything's
that's
a,
what I'm kind
a
of feeling.
Time.
I feel comfort where I've had, like, the dark night of the soul where it's been really
well, good,
uncomfortable.
Girl.
Like,
good.
I've
good.
Had that for many, many years. And now, finally, it feels like I'm being my comfort is being supported physically and emotionally in a lot
and
of different ways and spiritually. But it feels strange. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know how
yeah,
to explain
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it feels strange.
But
I don't
know if there's growth there or if there's stagnation.
Well, there,
does that make sense?
There's always growth if you choose to grow. I look at the universe as every moment I live, and I learned this through a near-death experience, realizing how much at every moment there's so much energy there, but we're not conscious of it. We don't pull it in. We're worried about, is our eggs cooked right? You know, or did I miss an appointment at three minutes or something? Yeah, there's so much power in the moment, and there is so much power we can bring to us. And yes, you do go through different cycles. And yes, you probably do feel really good about something because something may be really good about to happen. And that's what I feel for you. I feel like you are getting into a new position. Don't talk yourself out of it.
That's so weird.
You know, it is a mystery. It is a mystery. It was very, when I went through my near-death experience, I went through a week of escalating psychic ability that just scared the hell out of me, to be honest with you. I was so enlightened, it was unbelievable. I could pick up everything, but it was so scary because I couldn't turn it off. And once I had the actual near-death experience and I came back to this planet, I wrote a whole book on it. Wow, it made perfect sense. I couldn't have got there any other way. I had to be, I guess, tested, challenged, and stretched that far in my imagination and psyche and to really launch out there and come back and go, wow. You know, it's pretty beautiful out there, folks. Tune in. Everything's a step at a time, too. You know, music, learning, growth. Be kind to yourself, girl. You are in a good phase. Don't talk yourself out of it. That's what I feel.
I hope so.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I feel dumbed down a little bit, though. Like, I feel like my abilities are stronger, and I know more than... I don't know if maybe I'm just learning... I'm being asked to learn the basics, I have no idea.
Sometimes we feel like we know more than we are able to put into play, and that's just life. Imagine if you were Galileo and trying to explain, no, folks, the sun is the center of the solar system, not the earth, you know. So, you know, really, you know, they burned him at the stake or whatever they did. I forgot, threw him in jail forever. Be patient with what's going on. Be patient with what you know. And open yourself up to it. Yeah, you're going through a cycle. Everything is cycles. Just as long as you open. And this I tell people all the time because it's true. It's absolutely true. Just because it's true, it doesn't mean we can always do it. But it is true. And so I suggest to try at every moment in life to realize this is all you got. This moment right here, right now. And if you make that work by looking at the world as enlightening you, instead of screwing with you and confusing you, you're already on the best. You're already on the step towards seeing the next thing as confirmation of that enlightenment, or helping you. Mm-hmm. If you see it as screwing with you, the next thing you see will confirm that. Life works that way. Hope that helps you, dear. We got to move on.
Yeah,
God bless
thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And we welcome you to a good 2004 for all you folks. Hoosier and everybody out there, a good 2004. All right. Let's make it a good year, folks. Again, you can check out psychicsgonewild.com. Find out about me, Gary Wimmer. Find out about Lori Carmel. Find out about all the psychics that are on Psychics Gone Wild. You can certainly check out my website, lithomancy.com, lithomancy.com, or garywimmer.com/psychic. You can check out Lori as well. So we can cover a lot more in a longer reading than we can in a short one. So give that some thought, folks. Having said that, we're moving on to area code 686. Are you with us, 686?
Hello?
Hello, 686. Are you with us, my dear?
Yes.
Who are we speaking
with? How are you? Samantha.
Samantha. How are you doing, girl?
I'm fine.
How can we help you? Samantha?
Yes.
How can we help you?
I'm so sorry. I was distracted. I just wanted to know EC for the next 3 months.
You wanted to know what now? What's going on in the next 3 months?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, my dear. I'll do a lithomancy reading for you. It'll be short. We've got a lot of callers, but you can either kind of take notes or check your memory out or listen back to this show again. What I'm doing is I'm using these 16 stones, charging them up in my hands, putting your energy into them, my dear. And all you have to do when it feels right is just say drop, and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you have had some success. It's straightening out things with love in the past. And it's sort of put you on somewhat of an optimistic view of things. And I think you should, really bring that into play more. Because you've gone through some learning experiences here that can really be useful for you. It wasn't just in vain that you've gone through a lot of these tense things with family and love and so forth fairly recently. Because what this is helping you do is make decisions about how you want to be empowered in the future. And if you didn't go through this, you wouldn't be seeing this new way to make very good empowering decisions for yourself. So it's not overnight, but in the next couple of weeks, I see you really getting a grasp on your emotions, your environment, your plans, whether it's school, education, work, or things you have to do. It feels like you're getting a lot of, the decisions you're making in the next week or two are going to be much more empowering because you're starting to see that maybe things can turn out quite different than the way you've looked. And yes, they indeed can. And as you start applying that, by the second and third week here, you're going to feel yourself really much more lucky, much more powerful, much more able to deal with responsibilities, not feel so blocked up and not feel so frustrated about things. So make this decision here just in the first couple of days and week that you're going to see the glass half full. You're going to see what you've, even though you may not know exactly what you've gone through, you're going to see how it empowers you. You with me, girl?
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a lot of folks there, so I'm going to try and give you a good idea. By the third and fourth week here, you're going to find yourself so much better off. You've kind of gone through a lot of the tough stuff. Don't be afraid of making good decisions in communication this first couple of weeks because that's what really sets you up. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, your relationships are changing a lot. You have a different view of the man in your life, and you have a new way to draw the line. And that's where I think it's going to help you a lot. And it starts with you being very empowered by what you've been through instead of frustrated. Now, that, I know that's kind of short and sweet, Samantha, but I hope that helps you. Does it make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, relax. Put into perspective what you've learned. Don't be afraid of applying it. That's why you go through it. Life does not mean to torture or punish us. It's to make us wiser and smarter. And if we didn't go through crap, we'd never learn how to solve problems. So you've been through a lot of the tough part of this. Allow yourself to put it to use now. And that's a decision. Once you decide, hey, I'm going to see the good writing on the wall instead of the crappy writing on the wall, then you start seeing it. And that's going to help you really set a pattern for yourself into this fresh year that's quite different. Don't be afraid of coming out a winner, girl. You understand?
Thank you.
You
yeah,
too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, girl. Stay inspired. That's the main thing you can do.
And happy new year. Thank you.
You too, girl.
Happy
new year to you. We're going to move on to area code 310, and I'm going to let Lori throw some of her magic on because I need to get some water. 310, are you with us?
Yes, hello.
Hello. What's your name, my dear?
Yes, my name is Susan.
Susan, meet Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I just wanted
I just wanted to see if you had any insight regarding a relationship with Sam.
Sam the man, huh?
Yes.
Okay. That's my son's name, too, Sam. Samuel. Okay. Let me show the cards here. That's what I can find for you. See what we can pull. Okay. You've been in this relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Cards are showing that that you have may have had a little bit of some disputes, as any relationship has, but in the outcome, it's showing that the two people, as you and Sam, are coming together as equal. It seems that the card is showing also and telling me that you seem to be trying to understand each other better. Does this resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yes. It's showing they are holding cups, you know, like, you know, they're celebrating. It's showing like a celebration, happiness. So, It looks to be good. You must be doing something right, right? So, how has this relationship been going on for some time or recently?
Well, I've known him for a very long time. So, and
that helps. That helps. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've known him for, I don't know, over 15 years, yeah.
Oh yeah. If you get past a few, 5-7 years, you kind of made.
Well, I haven't dated him that long, but I've known him that long.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, it's good to be friends first, right?
Yes.
You know, they always say, you know, it's always better to live together first than to get married and then find out each other's flaws.
Right.
So, but it looks good. And,
okay.
You know, wish you the best of luck there. Right.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Thank you. You as well.
Uh-huh.
Happy New Year, Susan. I was also feeling good things about y'all, too. Main thing
is, good.
Yeah. I grew up with 6 brothers, and one thing I can state is I didn't know about how complex you women were. But having learned that through both life and doing readings, I often suggest to women to understand that men are just a little simpler, and we don't connect A and B in the same way y'all do. So be patient with us and understand our limitations, because we don't feel things the same way you ladies do. Y'all are very complex. Everything connects to everything. So,
Gary.
Pardon me?
It's our hormones and emotions. What can you get?
I know. Well, we got the same problem. Our hormones say go from A to B and make sure you get there and don't let anything stop you. And we do. we may walk across someone's yard or break their fence in the meantime. So,
ooh.
Stay inspired, Susan. I know that, you know, from my experience, women are just very complex. So forgive us for being sort of simpler to deal with, and understand that we are a little simpler. It'll give you a lot of relief. Give you a lot of relief. Okay.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you, girl.
Thank you, too.
You too. Oops, didn't mean to cut you off the last syllable there. First mistake in my life, and I got caught on radio, live on radio, folks. All right.
Hi.
Hi.
This
is area code 313.
Hi.
313. Yeah.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Sherelle. Hi.
How
long time no talk.
Lori, you want to give Sherelle some magic for a second, and I'll add to it? Or you want me to take it?
Okay.
What do y'all want to do?
I'll go with Miss Laurie.
You got it, girl. I'm going to get some water.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
Yes. I was just wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me?
Okay, I didn't hear you. Say that again, please.
I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me?
Sam?
Yes. How does he feel about me?
Okay.
Sam, and where would I hear from him?
Okay. Let me see what... Now, are you seeing this guy?
No, not really. He's in a relationship, and I there's just no contact with us.
Okay. Okay. He's in a relationship, and okay, does he like you and like the other lady?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. Oh, And there's other fish out there, you know.
Yeah, we just praying. So I see and talk to other people.
Right.
So I don't know how he feels about me at the current moment. Like, he might be a person that really likes me, doesn't show his emotions or don't express it. So I'm not sure.
Right. Well, with him, you know, in other relationships, they're not going to tell the other one too much. I pulled some cards here, and these cards are showing that you seem to have things in control with when it comes to relationships. But the final card is showing that there's something not going to be really right about this. It might take some time to develop.
Mm-hmm.
A little patience, a little struggle. Just kind of go with the flow. Don't force
mm-hmm.
it. Maybe it's either meant to be or it's not meant to be, type of thing. Just carry on your conversations with him or whatever. But just don't get your hopes up, I guess.
Okay.
It's kind of, yeah, that this card is just kind of showing just be careful. Just be careful.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not saying it's not going to work or it is going to work. It's just one of those little cautious cards. So
okay.
Just keep looking. Go in that ocean and just keep on swimming around.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a happy New Year and a blessed evening.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
You too, Sherelle.
Awesome. Bye.
God bless you, girl.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
too.
My dear. See, just like I said, you ladies are so complex. You know? You know? Women do
wonder
that a lot.
We'd all be fine. We would all be fine if never mind.
Yeah. If, but we're not. But it's not that way. 209, are you with us on this beautiful evening? 209.
I am. Hi. Thank you. Great show. Something quick in general.
So okay. What's your name again, my dear?
Pamela.
Pamela. Okay. I always want to write it down here on the little part of the Blog Talk Radio host room so I can remember it. I'll be glad to tell you what I see over the next couple months. Would that be helpful
Perfect.
For you, my dear?
Yeah.
Okay. This is, again, for you folks listening, this is called Lithomancy. I wrote a book about this. Not many people know about it. Lithomancy. You can go to lithomancy.com and find out what I do and find out a lot about it. It's a very fascinating art, but like all psychic arts, it's reading symbolism. So even if you don't do a psychic art yourself, read cards or tarot, folks, you can still see symbolism. And from experience, I know to inspire you to believe that, to know it, and to see it, because when you start seeing symbolism in life, you can let the universe talk to your subconscious in ways you can't imagine exist. Having said that, my dear Pamela, I've been charging these stones up for you, and all you have to do is say drop whenever it feels right for you.
Drop.
Okay, my dear. Well, it feels like you've been doing a lot of healing emotionally about relationships. A lot of things, issues have come to the surface. You've had a sort of like a reboost of energy, and you're kind of going back into a little bit of a dip here, and you're about to pull back out of that again. So it feels like you're kind of finishing this cycle of like feeling juggled, being up and down emotionally. It's not a switch. It's a process that you like allow yourself to finalize, I guess, is the best way to say it, over the next couple of weeks. If it was a switch, you could have already switched it, but it is a process. But as you let go of things more and more and more and feel better about who you are, where you are, what's going on in the future, that indeed becomes the like the new mindset again, the new platform, the new feeling for yourself. And that's not that far away. It feels like the next couple of weeks you really turn things around, and that gives you strength with business, with responsibilities, with career, and certainly with love in the long term. So don't worry about that. The first thing you want to do is kind of clear out this hump you've been going through. And it's almost like allowing yourself to do so now. You've, you know, if I can say so, tortured yourself way beyond the need to. So quit doing that to yourself and start seeing how you are really ready to see this creative, inspired, beautiful part of yourself come to the surface. And you can expedite that. You can make it happen sooner rather than later by working hard at it. Not struggling, letting it happen. I learned piano, and if you try to hit the notes real hard and mad and gritty, you're not going to get it. If you let your fingers gracefully tingle, and as you go through that next couple of weeks, adding to what you've already accomplished, you are going to feel completely different about the third and fourth week, and that's when you really open up to good decision-making about plans in your future, about new things about career, about new ideas about your place. And certainly toward the end of this 3 month period, you're getting a lot of good ideas about how you want love back in your life again and what your fresh, like, set of terms are almost. So you're coming up to a new set of standards for yourself, and that's good for you because you allow yourself to know you're worthy of those, and you have to kind of let go of the past because someone else didn't recognize that. That's their problem for being so damn blind, right?
Yes.
Right? Is that right, Lori? You with me on that one, girl?
That's absolutely correct.
Oh.
Yes.
You ladies don't give yourselves credit for how loving you are, you know, because you are complex.
We have to call upon each other for support.
I guess so, yeah. We go shoot each other or play football.
No, not us. We get out the makeup and beautify ourselves.
Right. We have a clumsy way of going about things. Hey, we're about to go out. Pamela, I want to let you know that the last stone here is Mars, and it's pointing, it's up at the top of the chart. So it says this is actually going to lead you to the right relationship. You don't have to worry about what you missed in the past because of what you're bringing to yourself in the future. Does that help you, dear? It's true.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much.
Pardon me?
Thank you. That's fabulous. Thank you so much.
God bless you, girl.
Happy New Year.
Same to you, my dear. Happy New Year, everybody. We got to get out of here. We got about a minute left. Check back next week, psychicsgonewild.com on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. We tried. Going to go out with a song I wrote a couple years ago, about a minute of it, called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. Stay beautiful.